This is Alicia, right?
It is.
Okay, great. And I will call the meeting to order, 5:05 on March 5th. And may we have roll call, please?
Yeah, Eric Davidson.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Alicia Rule.
Here.
Sweet. And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Meg Olson requesting to be excused.
Motion to excuse Meg, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Say aye.
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 The motion passed. Okay. We are now going to have a presentation in open session, and we may not be going into executive session as our agenda shows, but I will have the city manager introduce our topic this evening.
Good evening, Council. We have two people who are going to join us tonight in the meeting, Ron Freeman and Jeff Johnson. Jeff is our real estate listing broker. He's a partner with Mike Kent, whom the Council agreed to authorize me to sign the listing agreement. They've got offers they'd like to talk to the Council about tonight for two different parts of the property. One part is the northern piece, which, as you recall, about 6 acres. We did a letter of intent with the IDS just a short time ago. It's the same parcel. Jeff will talk about that. And then there's another parcel that is on the southern side of the property, south of Boblett. That's accessed through Boblett Circle. So I'll have introduced Jeff. He can talk to you about what the offers are looking like, and then get some feedback from you and ask for some direction. Our original intent was to talk about this in closed session. It looks like we may not need to do that, but I'll let Jeff explain that to you. Any questions so far? Okay, thank you. Jeff?
Thank you. Nice to meet you all. We have two different offers on two different pieces of property, and Ron Freeman is here, and he represents one of the offers. So what I'm going to let, we'll take these one at a time, but at first what I'd like to do is have Ron give you guys kind of an overview of who his client is, the piece of property that they're proposing to purchase, and just a little history about his client, and then I'll come back up and kind of fill in the gaps, if you will, on that offer. And then on the second offer, it's a little bit more complex and requires some discussion. Ron doesn't need to be a part of that because he's not involved in that transaction, so we can talk about that. He's welcome to stay if he wants, of course, but he doesn't have to. So, Ron, if you'd like to come on up.
Can you hear okay, Alicia?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I missed you guys. It's good to be back here talking about another sale of the Blaine Airport property. I'm not sure how prepared you are, whether you've seen the offer or the exhibits that were attached to it. You can give me an idea, and that will allow me to fill in more or less information.
Mm-hmm. No. We don't have any details. No.
You have not. Okay. I've only made three copies, so perhaps what I can do is give you the exhibits to them. You can kind of pass them around, and that might help make sense of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Just did that. Okay.
And then you'll have to describe it for Alicia.
Okay.
Basically.
So why don't I start by doing that? So as you recall, at the end of Boblett Circle, there's a large piece of ground that goes from that point all the way south to Pipeline Road.
Yeah.
The property in its whole would include Skullman Pond and the shop and a bunch of wetland area to the east. What we're looking at is just the upland area, which includes the old Blaine Airport hangar, and the airstrip that runs from Boblett Circle all the way down to Pipeline Road. We don't know how big it is. We're assuming that it is approximately 6 acres, but through the specific mining site plan, there's going to be a survey. We'll know exactly how big it is. The offer on the property is based on a per square foot value. And so in a few minutes, you'll have that exhibit, but the way the property is configured now appears to look like Boblett Court, that Skullman Park is included. What we're doing is preserving the park and excluding that from the sale, along with the parking lot along that. So as you get to the end of the access road by the city shop, all of the property that would encompass the Skullman pond, park, and access area to the back of the hangar building would be excluded from this transaction. So it sounds, looks like Dave has given you an exhibit to what we're looking at. To start with, let me tell you a little bit about the buyer. Ivan and Marina, they own and manage a company on the south side of Blaine by exit 274, just north of the Shell gas station. It's called IK Truck Repair. They built that facility in 2003, and kind of the evolution of what's happened with them, they just had a few employees at the time. But because we're on this major truck corridor and commerce with the trucks that are coming back and forth, they do diesel truck repair there. And right now they're running 10 full-time employees at that site. The site has some problems with it. The congestion there, with every truck you bring in, you're also bringing in a trailer. So if you go by there at any point in time, you'll find it's almost impossible even to drive in and out of that location. In fact, I've gone up and down Bell Road several times where you can't even get up and down Bell Road because there's a truck trying to get in or trying to get out. What they'd like to do is preserve and continue to do the truck repair at that location. The location right there, the Bobbitt Court, is going to facilitate another business for them, and that would be to build a large-scale commercial tire center. So if you can imagine, about 10 years ago, I dealt with a company called TC Trans. They were looking for a site here in Blaine. They ended up moving out along Peace Portal Drive. But that company, 10 years ago, just on their own, was spending about $250,000 a year for their own fleet just to replace the tires. So you can see with all the thousands of trucks that come back and forth, if you were to end up with two or three, four companies that did their tire servicing and sales at that location, could very easily exceed $1 million in sales in tires only just within a short period of time. One of the things they'd like to do as well is do trailer repairs, rebuilds. You could take the trucks that are going to their current site, you'd come in, dump their trailer at the site here on Bay Circle. They would do the repairs, refabrication, tires. You take your truck down to the Bell Road site, they would do the diesel mechanic repairs there. And they're looking at, for that particular operation, at least starting out, being somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 jobs. You know that a mechanical job is a fairly decent wage that's being paid. It's not like hiring somebody at the, you know, chucking a cheesecake company to make cheesecake. These are fairly decent, high-paying jobs. But along with that, that's kind of the beginning of the evolution of what they're going to be doing here. Second to that, if you were to drive down any evening, down Grant, Steen, Ludwig, any of that area there, you'll see there's, well, I shouldn't say hundreds, but dozens of trailers that are parked along the streets in that area. What they see happening here is, with a portion of what would have been the old airstrip, is bringing these trailers in and allowing these companies a place to park their trailers. And of course, there would be a fee for that, but you could free up Grant, Steen, Ludwig. If you drive down the truck route and you look at the north end of the Erickson property where Camway has dozens of trailers parked all the time, with the reconfiguration of that property with the city of Blaine and the Erickstons, that's going to change that. They're going to need a place to park, and this buyer wants to facilitate having a place to bring trucks off all of the main roads, parking areas, and along the truck route and have a place for them to park. I don't know what eventually will happen, but I can imagine if they're starting out in that 10 to 15 numbers of employment and see the evolution of what they've already done, I can see something much larger happening here with the years to come. The offer itself is tried to follow the same pattern as what the city had already agreed to under the Chuckanut cheesecake sale, except for any future kickback for employment or economic enhancement. It's just a flat $4 per square foot without anything coming back to this buyer. We had that conversation, and I said, you know, if you were to come to me and say you've got, at least initially, you're looking at 40, 50, 60, 80 employees, we could try and work something like that, but I don't know that the numbers justify that. I think that the employment you're doing is going to justify the sale, but not for any reserves coming back to you later on. A couple things about the offer I might mention is that Michael has already shared to me a delineation that was done on the properties to the east of this, which show where all the wetlands are. The offer itself is for upland area only. If there's a wetland area that encroaches into this, the option would be to either, when a specific binding site plan is done, is survey them out of that and not include wetlands. Wetlands really don't have a value, not to this particular buyer or any buyer really. So they'd either be excluded from the sale at the same price, $4 per square foot, or they could be included at no cost if you want to keep the lines straight. It really does not matter to this particular buyer. Michael had also mentioned that there's a delineation done on the properties around the shop that might encroach along the western edge, and that would be the same thing. So what the offer is for is the usable upland areas. The offer also acknowledges that there is, for the Chinook property, which is Mercer, and the Chuckin' at Cheesecake property, they have, by agreement with the city, created a swell within the site that's being sold here for a temporary stormwater mitigation site. So that mitigation site is a swell that was already there that's going to be enlarged in capacity to facilitate the Chuckin' at Cheesecake site. That property would need to be calculated and also deducted from this value. It's an area that's used to service another property. It's an area that does not benefit the particular property that's for sale. But at the same time, I think we're lucky that Chuckin' has not done the project yet, in that if the offer is acceptable during a feasibility period, which is going to be a 60-day period, we want to engage the city in a conversation, taking that swell and either moving it to the far eastern side of the property so it doesn't impact this site, or perhaps even moving it off the site into the adjoining city of Boyne property. At that point, it would then be included at a price of $4 per square foot. So there's a way to regain that value by being able to do that. I mean, there's a cost in doing that, but the cost in part is going to be borne by Chuckin' at Cheesecake. They have a commitment to put some money into it. I'm not sure about the Mercer property, but of course this part of the value there might be with this particular buyer in helping to make that happen. I know Jeff might want to address you about some of the other specifics, but while I'm here, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I'm pretty familiar with what they're trying to do, and if you have any concerns or thoughts or questions for me, I'd be more than pleased to spend
time
with
you. Anybody have a question? I have a question about the easement for access.
Oh, yes.
Is that the only way? I'm a little uneasy.
Okay.
About that. Can't they come off public court?
Yes, they can. And I'm glad you asked that because that was one of the things I wanted to address. If I were you, the city, I would not want truck traffic coming in and out on that side. So that access road that now serves as a parking area for the public works site and for the Skullman Park is actually already built that goes into this site, where what we could see is during the feasibility contingency is limiting the nature of that access. What we'd like to see is the employees being able to come in and park on the backside of the building. So we're looking at just cars and service vehicles only. I think it would be great to, from your standpoint, to think about prohibiting the trucks, trailers, any kind of traffic like that from coming in. But that access right now is what currently services the backside of that building. Mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no reason why all the traffic should not come in from Boblett Court. Mm-hmm. I talked to Michael briefly about some point in time of using an exit point down on Pipeline. The discussions will involve that once that happens, that there might be some road mitigation we need to do to improve all of Pipeline Road at that point. But I think, Bonnie, to alleviate the concern, I think we should just limit truck traffic from that side. Mm-hmm. We just have it employee traffic in and out, because the driveway is already there. And you're going to want to maintain it, because that driveway also is for the parking lot for Scotland Park.
Mm-hmm. Is it their intent to use the current building, or they want to enlarge it? Or
To some extent, the building is functionally obsolete for what they're going to do. The blessing is that there is a footprint there for them to work with, but internally the place is going to have to be gutted. And you can imagine going into a large tire center, if you've been into something like Les Schwab in Ferndale, Bellingham, places like that. This is going to be something similar to that, but a much larger scale because of the nature of the type of vehicles mm-hmm. that they're going to be servicing.
Right.
So there's an advantage for having it there, but probably more so just because of the footprint that's there. We're going to have to completely redo it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions, anybody?
I'm just curious as to the approximate square foot that you're looking at as far as for building, or do they have that yet?
Yeah, the building that's there right now, I believe, is about 200 feet long by about 50 feet wide. And initially, they would concentrate on rebuilding that section. And for what they were going to be doing for the trailer, not the tire center, but for the trailer repair, they may end up wanting to take a canopy off the front, or you can't go any further to the south because you have the park there. So you're really looking at building out to the front or to the northern side. And the evolution of what might happen with the balance of the property, we don't know right now. But the existing footprint is what they're going to concentrate on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's about 10,000 square feet, I think.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. It looks like some things may need to be massaged a little bit, but we will bring this back after staff goes through it, some of these issues as far as the easement and taking that off the table and a few other things. So,
very
is that
good.
The approach, Mr. City Manager, to use? We'll come
yes,
back.
Sir, I would let Dusty ask.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Ron.
All right.
I don't have a lot to add to Ron's presentation. I do believe that it would be prudent for us to regroup with staff to go through the ramifications of granting the easement, looking at the stormwater situation, and going through a few of the specific details of the purchase and sale agreement that I think we should do before we make any recommendations. I do believe that, just wanted to let you know that our listing price on the property is $4.10 a foot, so the offer that we got is reasonably close, but it's $4 a square foot, so I just want to point that out. But what I would like to recommend on this deal is that give us an opportunity to get with Dave and Michael and Raven, because I think the easement situation is need to bring Public Works into the discussion, and then make a commitment to get back to Ron as soon as we possibly can. I don't know how the wheels of city government work, but if there's the possibility of having a follow-up meeting next week, we could probably have our ducks in a row to give a stronger presentation on and a recommendation.
Okay. We'll leave all the machinations up to these guys. Timing and all that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do my part, I promise you.
All right.
So do you want me to just go into the next offer?
Sure.
Okay, the next offer is an offer on 3 acres of the remaining property that is the result of the Yorkies lot line adjustment. So we have about 7 acres of total land that's remaining. I don't know the exact square footage of it for this presentation, but I don't think it really matters that much. What the buyer is offering us is to carve out what I would consider to be the prime 3 acres, which is the H Street Grant Avenue corner, and they're offering us $4 a square foot for that land. I'm a little reluctant to recommend that we do that. I think what we need to do is go back to this potential buyer with a lot of questions. One of them is finding out exactly who their tenant is, because this is a developer that's basically looking to tie up the land for a period of time and then do basically a lease with a prospective tenant. And I don't know for sure who that tenant is. I've heard rumors of different grocery store outlets. but I think that I can probably get an answer to that in our next meeting and have an answer for you as to who the tenant is. And I'm also a little reluctant to agree to not selling the whole property. And because if we carve up 3 acres, then we've got a remnant left, and then what does that mean, and how long is that going to sit there, and how does it work with the 3 acre piece? So there's a lot of questions. I think I appreciate the offer, and I think that we should dive into it, but we haven't had time to do any of that. So what I'd like to do is maybe table this one until we come back to you maybe next week as well with a lot more information. Mm-hmm. And also potentially go back to this potential buyer and find out, you know, if they'd be interested in a plan that would include the entire 7 acres. Mm-hmm. They are a local buyer. They're out of Linden. They're a buyer that is doing a residential development right now in Linden, and they own the Fairway Center in Linden. So they do have a history of retail. They do have a pretty strong performance history. So I think if we can find out exactly what they're planning to do and fine-tune it, it wouldn't be a bad buyer for us, because they definitely know the area in Whatcom County.
And they would be the developer?
They would be the developer, okay. Correct. Any questions for me on that?
Anybody? Nothing specific? Lucia, no questions?
No, sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, well, that's what we'll do. We'll let you get some more information, work on it, and bring it back.
All right, so that would probably conclude the meeting. We don't need to go into closed session for any particular reason. You've heard as much information, I think, as we can provide tonight. There's lots of work that needs to be done. My suggestion is we'll do what we can this week. And we have a next meeting that's going to be a week from tonight. And if it's possible, we'll bring this back next Monday night and ask the council to make a decision. If not, we'll certainly bring it back as part of the staff report, you know what the status is. And depending upon schedules, I think we should stay on this thing until we can resolve it. So it could be that we might wind up having a special meeting the third Monday of the month, just because that would be the next off Monday to meet.
I'm more or less assuming that the council agrees with the concept of both of these offers, for what we know, at least, at this point.
For what we know.
For what we know at this point, we are definitely wanting to pursue and get more information. So,
I just want one comment. I think Jeff quite accurately pointed out, we do not want someone to buy this and just sit on it.
Absolutely.
For some point in the never-never future.
Yep. And that would really pertain if these people would want, if they would be interested in the other 3 acres next to the three that they're really interested in, that if they would go that route, that they would have some intent for it in the relative near future, or else it probably wouldn't make any sense for them to purchase it. Maybe we could sell it to somebody else. But anyway, that's my personal feeling on that.
My comment would be that I'd like to look at the bigger picture, and that I actually really feel strongly and believe in the future of Wayne. So I think we need to be looking forward into what we want it to look like, have a whole picture over the next 5 and 10 and 20 and then some years, and make our decisions based on that. It's a valuable piece of land, and I believe it's going to become more valuable as we move forward. So we should keep that in mind while, of course, following through and hearing all the information.
Right. I would agree. Okay. So we don't have an action item then in this case, so I will adjourn the meeting.
All right. Thank you, Council.
At 5:30.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Alicia.
All right.
Bye-bye.